2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Scotty, what's up, man?
Well, it's Wednesday.
It's
hump day, right?
That's a great point. Why do we always have the blinds down in here? This is Lloyd's doing, isn't it? Prefers to live in darkness.
No, I think it's people
it's the
earlier
black and
in the
silver
day.
Having a bad effect on everybody else, yeah. Buddy. That's not good. I don't want all this darkness. Give me some light in here.
Well, if I get you light, I'll have to go away from the mic. What would you like?
No, we'll do it after.
You want me to wait?
No, it's no problem. I just looked up and realized I can't see anything.
I actually feel the same way. I like to look out the
windows. I like
the
lights. I like the light stuff.
I don't like the inversion.
No. The fact that we can't see the buildings across the street from us. It's nice. I don't have to season, if I go out and grill, I don't have to season the meat. It just is already, it already has that nice sheen on it. It's good. We got a lot of show to get through. We got a lot of things to get to. We're going to start the show off as we always do here with the cut. So let's just get right into it and start talking the Jazz.
The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
Rockets aren't very good. I always like saying that. Just bringing it up. The Rockets aren't very good. The Jazz are playing them tonight here at home. At Vivint Smart Home Arena.
See, and, I hate that you even say it like that, because that just sounds disastrous. With the way this season and some of the crazy losses. And,
some of the bad losses have been bad. And you got Rudy Gay out, right heel soreness. Donovan Mitchell, of course, out with the concussion protocol. We talked about that yesterday. Hassan Whiteside's also been or is still out with the health and safety protocols. So you've got those three guys out. You've got a couple of games here, Houston and Detroit. Of course, they lost to Detroit there in the Motor City a couple weeks ago. And I guess it was probably – feels like a longer – it feels like it was a couple weeks ago. Like maybe it was just last week. Either way, there's a couple things going on with this team right now that I don't like. And it has nothing to do with the on-the-court stuff, which is annoying to not have to even have to talk about this. But here we go. You asked yesterday about – to Coach Gordy Chiesa. You asked Gordy about this very thing, you know, talking about stuff publicly. You've had Donovan Mitchell who said something now. You've had Rudy Gobert who came back from being out talking about the team and whether or not they're getting along or not getting along, but calling out the defense. And then people start to wonder about the locker room subsequently after that. These are the comments that people were talking about that Rudy brought up about the team and not defending and having a winning attitude, et cetera.
When I watch some of these other teams, like the Suns, you know, the Warriors, for example, those guys I think are a step ahead of us in terms of winning habits. I feel like they take every game personally, and Devin Booker is playing his ass off defensively. I've been watching, you know, guys like that, you know, they buy in, and you can tell that they take pride playing defense, stopping the man, doing whatever they can defensively, be part of a winning culture. And I just think we're not there yet. I think we're going to get there, you know, but I think, you know, those stretches going to, where it really stinks and it hurts, you know, I think going to help us realize that and try to build those habits if we want to be a championship team.
See, I don't have a problem with this.
You don't.
No, initially I thought I might have had a problem.
Gordy said
with
he didn't like it yesterday. He was like, no, right. You do this stuff in the locker room. You do this stuff on the floor even.
Yeah.
But you're okay with it.
Here's why. I think this comment is more an observation. I don't think it's intended for a person or people. I think it's like, I think it's honestly Rudy saying, this is where I believe we are as a team. And until we can get that championship mindset, look, the Suns figured it out. If you remember a couple of years ago, they were at the bottom of the barrel. They were bad.
Last year was a shock, and used to them already being one of the best teams in the West now.
And then you've got the Warriors, who are a team that, like, they've been there. They've
done that.
You don't
have to teach them, yeah.
They know that mindset. And I think it's reaching out into the universe of how to teach us how to get this championship mindset. And I think I'm actually encouraged, and I appreciate the comments from Rudy Gobert from the standpoint of he's saying, until we get that killer instinct, until we want to show up, until we buy in to those habits of being a championship team, we're never going to get there. And he goes, I don't think this team is not capable of that, but this team has to get to that level. And I agree with that. The Jazz need to find that. I mean, I think back to last year, they were up 2-0 against the Clippers. They had a 2-0 advantage against the Clippers a year ago, and then they lost the next four games. And so I think figuring out, because I think this town, I think people that watch the Jazz, that love the Jazz, they want to see this. And I think they think this team is close. But when you see, and look, let's just scratch COVID, okay? Just throw it out. Who cares? Like, those four losses, and quite frankly, those four losses, yeah, you know, maybe the Jazz win three of those four games, and then look at the Jazz's record if they win the next three games and they don't lose them. Guess what? They're tied for the lead, right?
Yeah.
So the Jazz are fine. They really are.
Oh, they're okay? Pack it up. Hey, no. Pack it up. We don't need this segment anymore. We're moving on.
But it's this time of year when you develop a rhythm, you develop those habits, you figure out how to set yourself up to play your best basketball in the playoffs. And that's what I ask as well. Like, when do you start doing that? You know, and it's now.
I think DJ brings this up a lot on their show. It's this idea of, are you playing awesome at game 70? Like, if you're playing awesome at game 70 and then you wrap out the season and you're just kind of logging amazing games and you've kind of found your rhythm and you're going into the playoffs exactly where you want to be. I mean, right now, certainly we're 44 games into the season now, the Utah Jazz, and you go, what do we have as a team here? Well, some guys who are talking outside the locker room, Jordan Clarkson ends up being like, hey, let's not talk about this stuff. Let's just go out there and win basketball games. And it's like, can we all just get along? You know, kind of a feeling a little bit. And it stinks that these guys have to address it outside of the locker room. Here's some comments from Donovan Mitchell today from the media availability, and he was asked about just kind of where the team is. Our own Ben Anderson asked him. Here's what he had to say.
Y'all like to talk a lot when we lose. I don't understand. Y'all like to just keep all the negative stuff when we start losing. When we're winning, there's nothing said. So I just go ahead and say, like, we're trying to win a championship. You know, I get it, y'all, not y'all specifically all the time, but I get it, y'all job to do that. We have a common goal as a group, and based on our past two practices, we could give a, you know what I'm going to say about whatever is being reported, whatever. We got to go, and we're trying to win the championship. So I just cut you off and answer that right there. That's the goal. We're not going to stop until we do. You know, we have a great group of guys. You know, the stretch doesn't dictate who we are as a team. It's annoying, but that's how this business is. That's the mark. That's what it is. So that's the media for you. So we gotta do a lot of things to get to our goal, and that's really what it is. But it always comes when we start losing. So it's funny how that works. So we just gotta find ways to continue to get better. But we're willing to try and win a championship. That's where my mind is. That's where everybody's mind is, and that's that.
That's so, that, Scott. Easy.
I just wonder what he says. We don't give a, I'm going to say, rabbit's tail.
Okay. He usually says it. He usually says it. We've certainly sat around during like the media sessions. We've had to hit the dump button on Donovan before, but I mean, no. Is he not saying all the things exactly what he's saying? All the right things. I know he's saying something that you hate, though.
I know he's saying something that you hate,
which is
no. I have
we're
a totally
try
different
to win the championship.
That's Joe Ingles.
This is a guy who's saying exactly. Now there's the part where he takes a shot and people goes, everybody only talks about it when we're losing. It's like, no, they don't. If the Jazz are dominating, we're on cloud nine, man. It's good for business if the Jazz are winning. If the Jazz are losing, which this stretch, I agree, does not define the team. You said it yourself too. The COVID stuff, those four games don't really define who this team is. But what defines this team is right now the fact that they have to address all this stuff. Right now, I'm glad they're doing it at game 44, about to go into a couple of W's against Houston and Detroit. Rabbit's tail pending. I'm telling you.
That's a good luck. Or no, rabbit's foot.
The rabbit's foot.
I don't give a rabbit's foot.
I'm just telling you that this is exactly what you want to hear from your superstar. This is exactly what all the fans are thinking, too. What they should be thinking. These losses should not matter that much. And so why is Rudy Gobert going? But we saw this last year with the Bucks when they came into town early in the season, and they got their rabbit's tails handed to them, right? Yeah. What did Giannis say after the game?
They did not give a rabbit's tail.
And what did Giannis say after the game?
No, he said, I don't give a rabbit's tail.
No, he didn't.
He said, man, this team is having
this
fun.
This team's figuring
this
it out.
This is like, I, no, they're playing basketball like you
tell
be
me from
basketball.
A guy who's been in a pro locker room before, when someone goes, man, the Suns and the Warriors are playing way better than us right now. They have it figured out. Like, that's an insult to you as the locker room, I feel like. You don't want anybody coming in and saying and dropping names of other franchises who are doing well. But when Giannis did it last year and he goes, look, this team is having fun. They're figuring it out. And we are not there right now. The now world champions were not there at that point. That was only 15 games into the season last year. Of course, they figured it out later. But it took a minute for them to figure it out. And, of course, they have the best player in the world arguably on their team right now in the Greek Freak. But I'm telling you, it was the same thing. It's the same attitude of – look, we're not where we are. This last five games, these last six games are not who the Jazz are.
See, I think there is an issue with Rudy and Donovan.
Why are you trying to stir the pot?
No, I'm not trying to stir the pot.
They're not best friends. Who cares? No, but they can get on the court and be pros together, man.
Settle down.
Were you best friends with Barry Sanders?
Put your rabbit tail in your pocket. Settle down.
Remember when the rabbit's tails were funny because we used
rabbit
to
foot.
Or the rabbit foot was funny.
It was like a keychain.
Everyone had it. And at some point you're like, remember they're like dyed fluorescent colors and stuff, and you're looking at them. And at some point you looked and you went, oh, there is a rabbit foot.
No,
there.
Like this is a real
gross
thing. Yeah.
There's a skeleton of a rabbit in
why
here.
Why in the world? That's good luck. I have no idea. I have no idea. It's like,
PETA called. They want you to stop slaughtering all the rabbits for. Part of me that goes, well, could we cook this thing up? Could we eat it?
Well, if you watch that show with Fatal Attraction show, you ever see that show?
Glenn Close.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. See that you,
what does that have to do with the rabbit?
Well, did you remember? Oh, what happened to the rabbit?
Yes. Oh,
are you kidding
me? Yeah, yeah.
It's like that was disturbing.
That'll freak you out.
That kept me from sleeping for a long time. That one. Look,
here I digress.
No, here's the challenge with Rudy and Donovan, and I believe it's a challenge. I was asked one time when I was playing, and it was by Matt Millen when he was an announcer. We had one of those production meetings before a game, and
he ended up being the coach of the Lions,
he was the general manager.
Oh, the Lions, yes.
And he said to me, he goes, is this your team? Is this your team? And I said, no, it's not.
What does that mean? Like,
are you the leader of this team? Okay. Are you taking over this team?
Yeah.
And I said, no. And he goes, well, I go that there, like, there's no, like, I have no shot at Barry Sanders is the guy that leads his team. And so I'm thinking about this whole thing they're stirring up between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be kind of – there's got to be that person that's the guy, that's the leader.
The face of the team.
And I don't know who that is for the Utah Jazz.
like this last four or five games because they lost without Rudy.
Right.
I mean, the games that they lost without Rudy, that stretch of four games, everybody went, oh.
Everyone goes, Donovan Mitchell's the superstar.
Right.
Like he is. And he is. Right? He is.
He's the bona fide all-star.
Yes.
Like because of the point, you know, because of the point production, because of the sexiness factor where, you know, he's going up for the big dunks and everything.
But it feels like, you know, and if you talk to people, they go, this room or this team is built around Rudy Gobert, right? And his skill set. And you probably argue that, yeah, I think it is. But you think about Michael Jordan and how, and they hated him. Like he would get in fights with his teammates and he was calling guys out. And he's got Scottie Pippen mad at him even today. And he was the guy that just said, I'm the face of this. I take full responsibility for all of this. And I don't know if it got out in the public. I don't know where it got, but it feels like to me that Rudy Gobert maybe is the leader of this team. And maybe that's and so it's hard, you know, you think it, and I'm only saying it because it's hard for multiple egos to fit into one room. When Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant were together, like they could have won so many more championships, but Shaq could not handle the fact that Kobe was the guy.
He was the guy.
He needed to be front
and he was
center.
The guy. And he was the guy.
And Kobe was the guy. And Shaq was used to being, you know, because he's this gregarious personality. He's bigger than life. I mean, you know, he has all these different nicknames for who he is, you know, Superman and Shaq Diesel,
right.
And what, you know, on and on and on. And he likes being the guy. And I think, I know we don't, they're trying to minimize all of this. They're trying to say they all get along. And they probably all do get along. But that ego side of it, where who really is the leader of this team, who is really the face of this team, it might be Rudy Gobert. And that may, maybe that doesn't sit. And maybe that's why there's like discussion about, yeah, this is kind of Rudy's thing, and maybe I'm better off somewhere else. And maybe Donovan.
You think he took a little bit of that? You think he took a little bit of that medicine over that break where he went, you know what? They don't just need me. Like, I'm kind of the team right now. Like, Donovan Mitchell, they'll win games without him periodically. But Rudy Gobert not being there, they're, what, 0-6 in the last 2 years now?
It probably made him feel a little bit emboldened. And Rudy is not a guy that's shy on holding back on how he feels about things. I mean, I think it's just who he is. And so he just speaks his mind. And there's not much of a filter there. And you have to like that. I think he's being honest about it. But I'm not saying it's an issue. I'm just saying that.
Oh, you're trying to make it an issue.
No, I'm just saying.
You're one of those members of the media, Scott.
I think it's hard when you have two.
That you said you'd never become.
No. I think it's hard when you have two superstars. I think it's hard for them to play nice in the sandbox when they're like bona fide. If there's a Batman and Robin, you know, where Batman is clearly the dude, it's a different thing. But when you have two Batmans on the same team, it's hard. Then you get into cat fights. Then it gets
two bats. You get a cat out of that.
Yeah, it gets ugly.
Those are the two. Yeah,
well, throwing a few rabbits. You know,
you don't want the emotional baggage of a couple of Batmen. Batmen.
So here's when it shows up. It shows up when the team's struggling. Shows up when they're, you know, because now everyone's kind of questioning everything. And when you're the alpha guy, you're like, I'm gonna fix all this stuff. I'm gonna lay it down, and we got to get it right, and we got to say it. And both these guys are saying that stuff. Now, both of them are saying we got to play better, we got to be better, and we got to do it on the court. And so, yeah, when you are losing a little bit, this stuff does rear its ugly head, and it needs to get fixed because these guys aren't happy losing. They're not happy just being in the playoffs and getting to the second round. These guys really, really believe they can win a championship.
I think that they know that that's the goal. I just don't imagine that a guy like Rudy Gobert and a guy like Donovan Mitchell or anybody else, frankly, who's on a roster who's worth their salt on a professional team doesn't want to get to that spot. So this argument of
I think some guys who play are just like, man, just give me this
paycheck.
They're
guys for the paycheck, for sure. Yeah. But that's not really
I don't think the Jazz players are that way.
No, and that's why I don't wonder. I don't think to myself that their eyes are not on the prize. You know, I don't think that – them not making enough. I start thinking about the moves that they are, you know, quote unquote, supposed to make or likely to make before, you know, the trade deadline. And I think that people look at that and they go,
just get Ben Simmons. That's the move.
Oh, my gosh. We're seeing Ben Simmons mug up on the TV. First of all, you want to speaking of guys who do not feel like Jazz DNA to me, I mean, we're talking about perimeter defense, right? This is exactly what the Jazz need.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, speaking of ego, thinks that he's more important than anybody in the league. He certainly thinks he's more important than anybody on the Jazz squad.
Well,
he wouldn't come here. He'd be third fiddle immediately.
Well, that's fine. He doesn't need to be.
He does not want to be ever. Fiddle. You know what? So I'm looking at this thing and they go, okay, you have to weigh this out if you're the 76ers. What kind of value do you get for him right now versus what you're going to get for him maybe in the summer, right? So, and they're talking about James Harden and a Ben Simmons swap between the Nets and the 76ers.
Well, someone's figuring
that's the
it out.
Level.
No.
But where would the Jazz?
No.
The Jazz are not going to, and they should not give up their all-stars, and they shouldn't give up the farm in the next however many years they'd have to give up of draft picks, and they wouldn't have high enough draft picks for the 76ers to feel good about it. I don't know where Ben Simmons ends up, but stop that talk. Will you please stop it? I'm not going to allow the Ben Simmons talk to come into this show.
It's a possibility.
No, it's not a possibility.
Everything's a possibility.
Could you imagine Danny Ainge?
When you've got Danny Ainge
off?
Working 40 to 50 hours a week, anything is possible. Ben Simmons could be here. You know what? If Ainge would work 70 hours, Ben Simmons would be here.
Oh, okay.
40, 50, I don't know. Maybe not. Look, you got Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley. They're nice guys. They just take Ben Simmons under their wing. They teach him how to be a team player, a nice guy, this
he's
stuff.
A big take him under your wing guy.
Yeah.
He seems like the guy that would come in and go, you know, I've seen the error of my ways.
He's from Australia.
So just trade one Aussie for another?
No, keep Joe
around.
Keep
all the Aussies.
Joe around. He's got a countryman to hang out with. You probably have to get rid of Boyan.
Could you give him all of the Salt Lake Stars?
What's wrong with Boyan?
Like, is that many people?
All of the Stars?
just all of the Salt Lake City Stars.
We'll trade you.
You can have our entire G League team. Why not?
Okay, could Ben Simmons bring you a championship today?
If you
got rid of Boyan, let's just say if you got to trade an offensive player, trade Boyan for Ben Simmons.
I don't know,
and you probably have to throw a couple other things in there. But Boyan's
Boyan's having an amazing year.
I don't know that the Jazz need
offense.
Get,
what are you going to get from Ben Simmons? 13.5 points.
We don't want whatever you want defense.
I don't stop trying to convince me of something. One won't happen, and two, I don't want to happen. Stop trying to convince me. I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, if Danny Ainge worked 70 hours,
it'd
be a concern.
If he's actually working, they might get Ben Simmons. Get out of here. There's not one person listening that goes, I'd take Ben Simmons.
I think he's working. No one liked Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman in the wrong situation is a cancer. And he went to a team that they knew how to get out of Dennis Rodman what they wanted. No one liked Dennis Rodman, but they sure liked the fact that he could bring a championship to him. You don't have to like everybody.
You roll out this awful joke every month or so.
I'm not.
Now that we're getting closer,
is Ben Simmons an actual defensive player? Okay, does he not want to be? Is he a good player? Yes. I mean, he has his limitations.
I'm not doing this. It's not going to happen. It's not happening, and I don't think it would be good for the team, and I don't think it would happen now. And more importantly, the Jazz do not have the assets to be able to make something like that happen. Unless you're going to make unless you're going to start making trades, and you're going to be really sad when Donovan goes away. You're going to be really sad Of course not. Scott, do you snore at night? Or are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea?
Yes.
Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com right now. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got more to talk about. Mitch Harper from KSLSports.com, our BYU insider, going to roll out thoughts on the Big 12 divisions that have been floated out there, the possibility for a North and South divisions, and also some spring football dates that have been announced as well. Yes, we've gotten to the point now that we're excited about teams, and we're removed. There hasn't been enough time for us to be removed from football. We right now are so desperate for it that we will absolutely want to hear about spring football news. So come right back. More to go. Stay right here. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone of the Zone Sports Network.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
when a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.